Miss Sue Yu, bringing it to you, coming up, I have more to say right here in the USA. Don't you go anywhere. Listeners, today is June 24th. And why am I talking today? I'm coming out. I'm loud, y'all, and I am proud to be a woman. Not only a woman, but I am a human being. Always was a human being. And I don't understand what the confusion is. Today, you want to know what is my question. And I always try to start with a question. But I want to do things a little different today. And I want you to know that I am Britney Spears from the bottom of my heart. Who is Britney Spears to you? And it probably doesn't matter. But the important thing is that people listen. All of my life, I have been the type of person that was labeled the baby girl, someone that didn't really come out of the closet much. And when I did, apparently it seemed like someone had something to say about that. And I love you too. It's special when people have something to say, and that's why we're here. And I'm not here to knock on anyone's door or put anyone down. And I love to see women come out and speak up and be heard, because for so long we were pushed back. Black women facing so much negativity, many challenges, coming up, coming forward from behind, women as a whole trying to progress and have equality. Today is a new day and a new beginning for me and maybe others. When someone is having problems, and we all do, some people take advantage of people that have problems. And women can be a product of an environment. We are still pushed and put on the back burner, used, abused, and many offenses against women are ignored, hidden, or treated as if it is least important of all. But when we have people that are labeled with a mental illness, and we all have problems and we all go through things in life, and sometimes we're not feeling very well. Some people commit suicide and you never know that they have or had a mental illness. But when someone is helping someone to gain money, reach their goals, get degrees, open businesses, invest their money, create corporations, and you have women that are doing this for people. Do you understand? Women are actually getting out there, making progress, bringing in the money, or helping someone or others bring in the money, helping others become more important. Women are helping others establish unity. Women are helping develop programs, movements in communities and abroad. Women are actually helping the civil rights movement. Women are actually helping people create jobs. So we aren't there to provide sexual stimulation, a vagina, to produce babies, to take care and nurture. We are human, most of all. Number one, we are human. And then people want to take advantage not only because a woman is a minority, or she might not be as strong, muscular as a man. They feel as though they can break her down and make her feel like she needs to be in her place and stay there. She is kept away from some rights, activities, programs, resources, just so she could stay in a certain position to help others. That is a form of human trafficking, abuse. And I am Britney Spears, and I'm letting you know that it's time out. If a woman can be just as productive as a man, why do you want a woman to be labeled with a mental illness, but you want her to work? You want that part of her. You don't want all of the woman. You just want that part of that woman that can help you maintain and gain more and keep what you have. Other than that, that woman is not important to you. If she is good enough to help you get a degree, help you keep your job, get out there and become a citizen that is going to speak up. Let the leaders, legislatures, politicians know what's going on in the communities. If she's going to help other women become employed and more independent, if she can help with inventions, if she can share her expertise, but you will value her as being there for you. That woman that is helping keep the politicians there, to keep those in power there, but she isn't heard. She's only there to make sure that other people have and other people are taken care of. That part of her you want. You want some of that woman, but you don't want that mental illness or that struggle or those problems. You don't want her to be valuable enough to take care of herself, love herself, and be the woman that she wants to be. You only want some of that human being, that woman, that's going to make you shine and make you happy. But the other parts of that woman is an embarrassment. That mental illness, you will profit off of that mental illness. Anything that she does that is not in line with your goals and dreams, you want to expand on that and exploit that and report that and monitor that and keep her with those limitations. You want to keep casting the negativity on her. But you will gladly accept the part that can help you. Do you understand? So you will actually traffic that woman with a mental illness. You will actually exploit her and use her for sex. She can produce your babies and help you maintain your job and help your career. That woman, you can report her when she's not helping you. You can report her and exploit her to keep your status quo, to keep you gaining, employed, reaping, investing your money. You will take her ideas. You will take her inventions. You will take her promotions, but you will break her down. And you want her to remain on medication because you're breaking her down. If you would leave the woman alone and let the woman be herself, love herself, and take care of herself, then you would have no part of her because you're not in control and you aren't gaining. You will find the least little fault, mistake that woman with the mental illness makes. So you can expand on that and let other people know about that. So they can expand on it. And you have all these people talking about this woman with a mental illness. So you will take her from out of the spotlight to put yourself in there and say, I'm doing a great job, but she has a mental illness. Look at her. But you're not really being truthfully and honest about how much intelligence that woman really has. How much she has really done for herself. How much talent, how much skills she really has. And she can do it if you would just leave her alone. But you can't, or you don't want to, because you wouldn't be in control. You wouldn't be able to maintain. You wouldn't be able to continue to acquire and reap from her works, her ideas, her promotions. You won't get the credit. So it is abuse. It is control. And for many years, I have spoken out and spoken up that I am tired of being harassed with all of the skills that I have, songwriting, artist management, productions, business, graduated at the top of my class in college, and on, television, radio, music, marketing, art, so much that I have. But when I go to politicians, leaders, legislature for help, because I have an abuser and I want to move on with my life, I'm unheard. For many years, I've struggled and tried to come out and tell people that I am tired of being labeled, but I am expected to help those that are labeling me. And they're gaining. They're reaping paychecks. They're investing their money. They are profiting. But when I need the help, the only thing they could say is, you can go to a therapist or a counseling and I can get you some help for depression. That is a way of exploiting, using, mentally abusing, emotionally abusing someone to gain. It's a form of slavery. But women are coming up and we're going to continue to come up. We're going to speak out. And we're not going to be used and abused. You do it to so many women in India. In other parts of the world, Africa, where women are silenced, but they are expected to help those in power. Women are used for their bodies, raped. Oh, she can have sex and help that man and stimulate him, make him feel good, make him feel so important and loved. But when it comes down to her being loved and respected, that woman is nothing. She's not important. And it's a way of controlling still women. It is a crime against humanity, a violation of her civil rights and human rights. And we say that this is America, land of the free, and we have so many freedoms, but we are doing the same thing that other countries are doing, and we are no better. Stop trying to cover up the crimes in America against women. Acting like women have constitutional rights. And we have so much equality and so much progression. When we do not. Let's be real. There are so many Britney Spears out there that need to come out. Speak up and be heard. And let the world know what's really going on. What's really happening. Let people know about your experiences. People talk about my makeup. People talk about my personality. But people don't really bring out all of the skills that I have and the education that I have. But they want to dwell on all of these negative things about me and say that I'm crazy, something's really wrong with me, because they want to expand and profit off of those qualities, experiences, educations, and all of these different community programs that I've created, the movements that I've created. They want to capitalize off of a woman, a minority, to keep America so great. Make America so great. Make it profitable, strong, and competitive. And without a woman there to use and break down and beat down, those in power feel as though they cannot remain in power. And I will not be silent, because you know I am Britney Spears, and I will always be the voice of Britney Spears. And you will not continue to break women down, silence us, use us. You want to keep surveillance on us and watch us to see what we are doing. You want to expand on all of these negative attributes, you say. Report what these people with a mental illness, they are doing. They're not helping you. They're not supposed to help you. You need to mind your business. Go find you a mother or a father to nurture you and take care of you. Stick your nose where it belongs. Go take a cold shower or a bath. Work on your attitude. Be grateful for what you have. You build all of these companies and industries off of the backs of women. But you don't let the women know that you are actually doing these things behind her back, talking about her, using and abusing her when you ain't nothing yourself. Work on yourself. Build up your own self-esteem, your own country. What, America, you can't do it without a woman? Without using her and breaking her down and bounding her as if she is your personal slave? She must be on medication so that she can't make her own decisions without help? And do you know what medication can do to a woman? Do you know what lithium can really do to the body? Over a period of time using medication, do you know what it does to your body? Do you know the side effects of some of these medications that you want these women to remain on? Do you know the stigma attached to these women that you abuse and use because you are so greedy and hateful? You will use a woman to have sexual intercourse and marry a man. These mentally ill women are so pardoned when it comes down to taking care of a man. Oh, you can do that. You can marry him. He will take care of you. You can pass her on to the man. Yes, but she can't be loved by herself and cherished by herself and take care of herself. Keep her own identity, be that strong woman that she wants to be, without your help and your interference, because you are controlling, you are a discriminating person. You are so mean and downright disrespectful. You want nothing unless somebody can do something for you. You are a disgrace to this country. You are a disgrace to the rights of women and all of the women that stood up for equality and justice for all. You are a shameful embarrassment to your own self. You feel as though you can't get anywhere unless a woman has her legs open and her mouth shut. And she has your back. And she doesn't know what is going on because of your violation of her privacy, her humanity, and her life. Get over it. Find something else to do. Go on and pick you some cotton if you want to pick some cotton. Go work 3 and 4 jobs if that's what you want to do. Go have you some babies. Hire you a surrogate mother. But why do you have to have a woman up under you watching her and making sure that she does what you tell her to do and what you expect her to do? Go find you some children to raise, because you have a serious problem. Causing so many emotional and mental and physical problems for women that you must watch over, keep under surveillance and control, and abuse and break her down and treat her as if she's nothing but a mental patient. You need to find you a life. You need to find you some joy, some love, because this is not the country that is supposed to be what you say it's supposed to be, with your neglect and your fraud, your fakeness, and you want other countries to believe you are treating all of these women so good. But how many women with so many skills and so much to offer, so intelligent, do you keep really in the closet and you don't want them to progress? You don't want them to have goals and be on their own without you, because you must, with your low self-esteem and character, you must hold someone down like they are your slave, and actually you are making a fool out of yourself while you trying to call someone else your fool. That's my stuff. She ain't nothing but a... But why are you trying to sleep with her? Why are you trying to watch her and report what she's doing if she's a B or an H? Why are you so interested in what she is doing? If you say she's got a mental illness, or she's got a problem, or she has an attitude, why are you watching her and talking about her? You must be insecure yourself. You must have so much hate in your heart that you can't get a life on your own. But today, I'm here to tell you that you are such a cesspool, and you need to get somewhere and be somebody, leave people alone. You can't get your own money, go out there and get your own career, get on the stage and dance and sing, write your songs and produce your songs. No, but you gotta have someone else that you gotta exploit, put all in the tabloids and all over the world as being crazy and naive when you are a gold digging jerk. You need to find your mother, or find you, if she ain't not alive, find you another mother. Go get you some mental psychiatry help. Go find yourself, get you some therapy, and leave people alone. Leave the women alone and stop teaching them that they must be sexually active in order to be heard and be seen. She must be able to give up her body and let somebody disrespect her, put an IUD all up in her vagina, and she cannot get the, healthcare that she needs. You are a sickening and disgusting, and if you say you're proud to be an American, well, what is America? You tell me. And I am so sick of people like you that have nothing better to do but to disgrace a woman and want to talk about her sexual life and her behavior when you're trying to get in between the sheets with a woman yourself and get you some more so you can gain more with your lying, phony self. You are not my friend. You are not my family. You need to get somewhere onto another planet. Find life on Mars, baby, because ain't no life here with you. You are not my friend. I don't know you and don't want you around me. Don't want you talking to me. Go be with the people just like you, because I don't see no love. I don't see this thing going anywhere. I'm out of here. Bye.
Miss Sue You, branding, MissSueYou.com, bringing it to you, the truth, the whole truth.